key of tonight is 801.
So the Torah tells us, that's the minimum he's telling me. I can't stop before. V'achalta v'zavata uveirachta. The Torah tells us, we just read in Parashas Ekev, that is the source for the biblical mitzvah of Birchas HaMazon, for benching, for grace after meals. And it's one of the few brachas that are min haTorah. We have many mitzvahs which are min haTorah, 613 plus. When it comes to brachas, most of the blessings we make are only rabbinical in nature. The bracha we make on the talis, tefillin, before the matzah, shofar, all the brachas we make, the majority, 90% plus, are all midrabanan. Birchas HaMazon is the only clear-cut bracha that is clearly min haTorah. Of course, as the Torah tells us, v'achalta v'savata, you might have to eat a certain amount of food to be required to bench min haTorah, but it's clear that if you eat the requisite amount of food, Birchas HaMazon is min haTorah. The other bracha that potentially could be min haTorah, it's a machlokis, the Rambam and the Ramban, Birchas haTorah. And I don't mean the Birchas haTorah on tomorrow morning, Thursday morning, Shabbos morning. That is clearly only a takana d'rabbanan. Whether it's from Ezra or Moshe, that's a further discussion, but it's only a din d'rabbanan when we get called up for an aliyah. But the Birchas haTorah I'm referring to is the one we make by the Birchas haShachar, whether it's two or three brachas, la'asok v'derei Torah, revna na'asher b'chabano. So that's a machlokas, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether it's also biblical. The Ramban clearly states it's a mitzvah min haTorah, and the Rambam is always, there's a discussion exactly what is the Shitas HaRambam. We'll call it this for simplistically, we'll call it, he holds it's only Drabbanan. And the commentators explain what is in the Kudus HaMachlokas, perhaps between the Rambam and the Ramban, on whether Birchas haTorah is a mitzvah min haTorah. So the different categories of brachas. We have a Birchas HaMitzvah, that's the bracha we make before we do a mitzvah. There's a Bircha Shevach V'Hodah, a bracha we make when we're praising God, Shevach V'Hodah. And then there's Birchas HaNenin, there's a bracha that we need a heter, we need permission to eat, so we're not stealing, we make a bracha. So the Ramban clearly states that Birchas haTorah is a Birchach Shevach V'Hodah, that basically we're thanking God, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for giving us the Torah. And perhaps, like the Vilna Gaon Shita is, the Rambam Shita perhaps is only a Birchas HaMitzvah. That the reason we make a bracha is because right before we have to, before Talmud Torah, like any other bracha, we have to make a bracha before we do it. That'd be a major practical difference in terms of whether you have to learn Torah immediately after you make the Birchas haTorah. According to the Ramban, I guess in theory you wouldn't have to learn, with well, other obligations where you would, but out the Birchas haTorah, if it's a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, I'm very happy that God gave us the Torah. I don't know whether I'm going to learn or not, it's a different issue. It's a famous maaseh with the Malbim, they say. The Malbim, he lived during the time of the Maskilim, when the Reform movement was beginning or getting strong. So the story goes, and we know the Reform, they copy a lot of the customs they take from the Goyim, from the Gentiles, and they do those things. So the story goes that somehow this Maskil got, somehow he got called up for an aliyah in the Malbim Shul, or the Malbim was there. And he gets up and he makes a Birchas haTorah very slowly, a lot of kavana. He's really into it. And then afterwards he goes over to the Malbim and says, see, look, I can make a good Birchas haTorah. He says, yeah, you know why? He says, you're very happy because if God gave the Torah to the Goyim, you'd have to keep it. But either way, so too, but according to the Ramban, Birchas haTorah is a mitzvah haTorah. It's a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, but the mitzvah of, according to the Vilna Gaon and the Rambam, it's just a regular Birchas HaMitzvah, and you have to learn right after. That's our minig. In the davening, we have a little Torah right after the Birchas haTorah in order to make sure that we learn afterwards. So that, and in fact, that's how the Ramban learns the Gemara in Brachas. You haven't got to it in Daf Yomiyah, Daf Chaf Aleph, where the Gemara basically compares the mitzvah of Birchas haTorah and Birchas HaMazon, implying, like the Ramban, it's a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah. So that's a discussion whether Birchas haTorah is a mitzvah min haTorah, bracha min haTorah. But what's clear cut is Birchas HaMazon. It's interesting, I'm Sefer Achinach, Hamesh HaChachma, It's very interesting that by brachas d'rabbanan we have many. So I understand I have many brachas. Sometimes I make the bracha before the mitzvah. Sometimes I make the bracha after the mitzvah. Sometimes in the middle. But if we only have two brachas min haTorah, let's assume like the Ramban, couldn't the Torah get its act together? Birkas hamazon is after I eat, and birkas haTorah is before I learn. So I don't care which way you take. At least be consistent. Either put them both before, both after. Why is it if you only have two brachas min haTorah, how come birkas haTorah is before you learn and birkas hamazon is after you eat? So the Sefer HaChinuch writes because one is physical, one is spiritual. When it comes to spiritual, we already could start appreciating what the Torah is even before, what Torah is even before we actually do it. So therefore, when it comes to spiritual matters, we can make the bracha first. When it comes to physical things, we can't fully appreciate them until we actually partake, so hence Birkas HaMazon is the that's the Sefer HaChinuch. The Meshech Chachma explains a little differently. He points out is, when, as the Torah tells us, why did the Torah mandate Birkas HaMazon after we eat? Because when's the danger area? When a person's hungry and starving, as the saying goes, there's no such thing as an atheist in a foxhole. When the bombs are coming down, everyone's a maimon. When you went to everyone else for help and no one could help you, you might as well turn to God. There's nothing to lose anymore. So when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, when you're hungry, we're not worried. You'll find God. But when you have a full and you're on a full stomach and you're satisfied, that's the danger. So when it comes to Birkas HaMazon, the danger area is after I'm full. Hence, the Torah mandates the bracha afterwards. However, just the opposite. When it comes to Torah, hopefully, once you start learning, the Torah will protect you. The danger is learning Torah with the right kavana. So we make a bracha, Birkas HaTorah, before the Torah. So hopefully once we get going, we don't have to worry. So that's the Meshech Chachma and the Sefer HaChinuch. So we pointed out that Birkas HaMazon is a mitzvah min haTorah. And the Gemara and brachas, it goes through the four different brachas we make in the Birkas HaMazon. The Moshe Rabbeinu instituted the first one, Hazanas HaKol, because of the man, how we were satisfied, how we ate for the 40 years in the Midbar. Yoshua, on the second bracha of Eretz Yisrael, that we thank Al Eretz Chem de Tova on the great land of Eretz Yisrael he gave us. David and Shlomo on Bone Yushalayim, on building Yushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. And the fourth bracha we celebrated Tu B'Av not too long ago. And Tu B'Av is a Mixas Yantav, the 15th day of Av. And the Gemara in Tainus tells us many different things that happened on that day that were happy. And one of the reasons the Gemara gives is that why was that Tovu Meitiv? After the ill-fated Bar Kokhba revolt, many Jews were killed, and the king did not let the Jews bury the bodies. It wasn't until later on, a long time later, when they were able to bury the bodies, so the nace happened, the miracle happened. It was on Tu B'Av when they realized it, and the Chazal said, Atov, on Shelo Hitzrichu, the good news was the bodies did not decay, and you could still bury them. The Hametiv Shenitan L'Kfura, and the Hametiv that they were able to be buried. So the fourth bracha is on Yavne. So the first three brachas are assumed to be biblical, that even though Birkas HaMazon is a mitzvah in our Torah, but obviously the actual nusach, the actual text we have that we read, that clearly is only later on, Chazal instituted it, and as the Mefarshim point out, it's probable to assume that they only made the first bracha when they were traveling in the Midbar, because we didn't get Eretz Yisrael yet. Once they moved on, Yoshua, then they added the No Delecha, and David and Shlomo, they added Bona Yisrael, and ultimately Chazal added the fourth bracha as well. So the first three brachas are biblical, and the fourth bracha is rabbinical. That's why it's interesting to note we do something unusual. When we finish the third bracha, we say, Bone Barachamav Yerushalayim Amen. We answer Amen to our own bracha. Usually we let someone else answer, because Gadol Ona Amen, we give someone else the opportunity. So why over here do we answer Amen to our own bracha? So that's what the Rishonim point out. We want to show a demarcation that now we finished the mitzvah in our Torah benching, the first three brachas, and now we're moving into the rabbinic aspect of benching, the fourth bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv. This, like Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank points out in the Mikrai Kodesh regarding Tzvirat HaOmer, it's a discussion in the Rishonim today. Clearly, Tzvirat HaOmer was a biblical mitzvah because the Torah tells us it's Vartam Lachem. Bizman Hazeh, a major discussion whether today it still retains its biblical character. So most Rishonim assume today it's only Durabanan. The Rambam seems to hold it's still Deraisa today. But there's an interesting middle sheet, the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham makes a distinction between days and weeks. He says counting days is biblical today, counting weeks are only rabbinical. And that's how Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank explains it's the minhag among the Svardim. They count Svira different than Ashkenaz. We say La'omer after we finish the day. I don't mean Nusach Svar, but the real Svardim, they count the day, they say La'omer, and then they continue with how many weeks. Why do they do that? So the Choshesh V'shitas Rabbeinu Yerucham, they want to make a clear demarcation between the biblical mitzvah and the rabbinical mitzvah. So that's what we do at benching. We finish the third bracha, we go ahead, we say amen, and we go on to the last bracha, which is only Drabbanan. So the interesting discussion, many interesting discussions regarding Birchas HaMazon. One is the following. The question is, a ger shen iskai, someone who became a convert. So we know there's different procedures that have to go through, mila, tefillah, kabbalah, mitzvahs. But the case was that a convert had a full meal before they made the final plunge, the final conversion. And now, after the conversion, that's still full from the meal. They ate a meal and the conversion took a half an hour. So that's still full from the meal. The question to pose tomorrow is that his first mitzvah of the ger now, the Jew? Is he chayev to bench now because he just had a full meal? So that's the discussion, the Chazon Ish, or Akiva Eger, they touch on the following question. As we began this year, the Torah tells us, v'achalta, v'savata, uveirachta. Each word is going to be critical. So v'achalta means there's an obligation to have an achila, an act of eating, a halachic maisa achila. You need v'savata, you have to be satisfied. So which of the two are the primary? Is one primary, one secondary? Which one is the main one? And of course, once you have those, then uveirachta. So that's what the Chazon Ish clears. It depends. If you need a maisa achila to be chayiv and benching min haTorah, so then he ate the meal as a guy. So there was no maisa achila, and therefore he'd be exempt from benching. But if you assume that ikar is v'savata, being satisfied, he's definitely still satisfied, then he'd become chayiv and benching min haTorah. In fact, it's interesting, Shaila, that Tzitz Eliezer raises, that let's say the way we pass it, it's the machlokas in the Gemara. There's one opinion in the Gemara that if you eat a kezayis plus having a drink, v'achalta v'savata, some say you have to eat and drink. You have to eat a kezayis plus a drink, you become chayiv min haTorah. And we don't pass like that opinion. We pass you need the v'savata. However, we don't totally reject that opinion, as the post can point out. If two people had a full meal, if both people are satisfied, but one only ate, and the other person ate and drank, so that person should lead the zimun, because according to everybody, he's chayev min haTorah in benching. But we assume that you have to be satisfied to be obligated in benching min haTorah. So the question is, let's say someone ate a kezayis, they weren't full or they benched. And then a half an hour later, they started eating again, and they ate another kezayis, and they became full. So the question that Tzitz Eliezer and others raises, now maybe he's chayiv to bench min haTorah. Because up until now, maybe in other words, now that he's full from the kezayis he had now and the one he had an hour ago, so do you combine the two? So they discuss that question here, whether it's the achil of a sabbat, and perhaps some say that once he benched, so maybe the benching takes away the previous achil. But that's a discussion. Pashas, we assume that once he benched, you have to eat a new kedei savi in order to be obligated in benching. And along similar lines, a similar question is not only a gersh and a skayer, but a katan shehigdio. Someone who becomes bar mitzvah. So that's why, in fact, we just started on brachas not long ago. So one of the questions the Mefarshim ask is, why does the first Mishnah in Shas, Rabbeinu Rebbe, why does he begin the Mishnah with Kriyashma? I mean, yes, I would be asking that question whether he started with any other mitzvah also, But it's a good question to ask on any mitzvah he picked. So why did he pick the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? So there are many answers, but the Vilna Gaon and the Chida and others point out is because since we know that we know in Judaism day begins at night. So again, getting into the definition what a gadol is, but usually when a person becomes, you become a gadol at night, and the first mitzvah you have is Kriya Shema. So therefore, Rebbe picked the first Mishnah, a Jew becomes chayiv in our Torah, and it was a good way to begin Shasman as well. So that's why the Vilna Gaon points out, that's why we begin Shas with Kriya Shema. So along those lines, they have the same question with the katan. A katan had a full meal while he was a katan, he benched. And then a half an hour later, he became a gadol. He became bar mitzvah. He became 13. So the question now is, he chayiv in benching now, min haTorah, because the benching he did over there was only derabanan. And now, is this his first mitzvah min haTorah? That's what they discussed as well. If it goes by, if you need v'achalta and achilot, and then he cut and was exempt, so then he wouldn't have to. But it's based on the sabata, he would have to. And a third shaya I can't go into, but I'll just tell you what the shaya was. It's a prevalent question. It's an onain. An onain, someone, that an onain is to someone the status between the death and the burial. That obviously the person who's dead, he's chafshi min ha-mitzvah. He doesn't have to, he has other worries, but not to do mitzvahs anymore. Hopefully he doesn't have any worries. But the onain, the people who are alive, so they have the status of an onain, they're exempt from mitzvahs. So the question is, let's say an onen, he's allowed to eat. He doesn't have to fast, but he can't make bracha. So let's say he had a full meal before the kvura, and now he comes back after the kvura. Now he becomes chayiv and mitzvah. That was today's daf. Obi is chayiv and mitzvah, but he's exempt from the mitzvah of tefillin because that's a separate din of peir. But Avo basically is chayiv and mitzvah. So the question is now, is he chayiv to bench now on the meal he had? So again, they discuss the same issue. It gets into the general question of an onen. If an onen is basically chayiv in the mitzvah, but under the special situation, he's osik b'kfuri, he's exempt. Or fundamentally, he's exempt. That's the whole question by onen, by havdalah, and all these other mitzvahs. But so to summarize, we discussed Birkas HaMazon being one of the few brachas of Amin HaTorah, that of Birkas HaMazon and Birkas HaTorah. Why is one before, one after? The Sefer Achinah, spiritual versus spiritual, or the Meshach Chachma, the danger area is after, when you're full, that's when you have to bench, but by Torah it's before. We went through the four different brachas we make, Moshe, Yoshua, David, Shlomo, and by Yavne they instituted it for the people who were killed. And the first three are Min HaTorah, the fourth is Midraban, and that's why we say Amen, like the Svardim, they break up La'omer. And then we discuss what is the ikker? Achila v'achalta v'savata, major nafkaminas regarding a ger, someone who has a full meal and converts, someone has a full meal and becomes a gadol, and someone who rachman is an onen, and after he comes back from the kfura, is he chayev to bench as well.